Here's one of those bits of information that you think, did somebody actually study that? Apparently they did. And it is actually rather practical. They say if everyone stood still on escalators, when was the last time you rode an escalator? If everyone stood still, we would all get to the top faster, according to this study. They say the worst case is when some people walk and some people stand, because that causes a backup. All right, here's the issue, though, honestly. And maybe it's just our personalities. I cannot just stand on an escalator and let it take me to the top. I'm one of those guys that needs to, you know, I see an opening in front of me and I'm going to walk up there and then a little bit further and a little bit further, and it gets me to the top faster. And maybe what they ought to have on escalators is kind of like the high occupancy lane. Say on the left is going to be people who are walking up, and the right side is going to be people who just want to stand there. What do you think? I mean, is it, I'm just saying it would make everybody happy because, you know, I know you sometimes get that look from people who see you doing, you know, what you're doing there, and they're like, hey, pal, you know, a little patience maybe? And I'm like, no, come on, I want to get to the top. Look, hey, here's what I would do. If I was a potential employer and I had job candidates coming in for the interview, I would be standing there eyeballing the escalator to see these potential job candidates coming in. And the ones that walked or ran to the top of the escalator, they would come to the front of the line as far as the job. Because, I mean, I think that shows a sort of a go-getter, you know, somebody who's rather ambitious. Maybe I'm just justifying how I am. I don't know, but there you go. So the escalator study says everybody stand still, which I think is very unfair. Somebody walking ahead to the front of the escalator, they might make a good employee. Hi, The Wave.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Yeah.
As an employer, sometimes you might look at it as a person's impatient, so they're always going to be looking at their watch, and they're going to want to leave work early. So that could be a negative sign. It could also be if they were rude and kind of pushed people out of the way to get ahead. Because one time there was a study when a boss was on a bus with people, and somebody got up and let a woman have a seat, and the other one would not let anybody have a seat.
Right.
And those two were candidates for jobs, and he hired the one who got up and, you know, was very polite to other people.
So somebody going in front on the escalator doesn't necessarily reflect well on them. I see what you're saying. All right.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying,
right,
but this
right.
is also the counterpart.
I gotcha. I appreciate it. I want to work for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm polite.
No problem. We just had an opening, but I'm sorry we filled it.
Well, I'm a little booked right now anyway. Bye-bye. It's okay. Thanks. Bye. In case things don't work out with this whole radio gig thing, I'm just saying.